So we're going to start the new stuff over here. Beth Hashem, we're on Chof. Okay, Chof Vav Amud Aleph by the second Mishnah. Okay, about nearly 2/3 down. About 2/3 down. Masnisin, we got a Mishnah. Hapuiseach. Somebody opens Es Chavisoi. Right, he opens up his barrel. Yeah. Vamaschil Vasisosoi. And the person who starts with his dough. Al Gavaregel. On the festival season. Okay, so he started using this. Rashi says over here, this is talking about a person who's actually is a chover. The Talmud Chacham who's selling, okay, wine. Okay, so over here, so now, and now he's got leftovers after the regal. Yeah, so what? Okay, well, I just got a message. We're getting some people come back soon. Oh, there's a... Okay, fine. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Yigmor. Yeah, even though you've got leftovers after the regal, you can continue, the Talmud Chacham can still sell the remainder of his wine. You cannot finish it. You basically, you only believe in the regal. I'm just going to see, we had some technical issues. I'm just going to quick recap. We're on the Mishnah, on Chof Vav Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah. And we just basically mentioned that if a person who's a Talmud Chacham is selling wine or is involved with dough, and he started doing it, he had it on the regal, and then he had leftovers. So the leftovers now, so in the regal, Amar Aratzim were touching his stuff. So what's the halacha with the leftovers? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you can carry on, you can finish it, and the Chomim say you can't. So we understand the Chomim say, because basically the purification was given on the regal, but after not. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Beitza, that some things we permit, yeah, they're soifon mishum techiloson. We allow them, basically, like this. If we're going to say to people, you know what, if you open that barrel, yeah, you should know that the leftovers are going to be, you're not going to be able to use it after the regal, right? And what happened, let's say a person had a big barrel of wine, and then he got a customer, and he is right before the regal ends, he's going to open it up. So he's gonna be like, you know, sell this guy, you know, one bottle of wine, and he's gonna left with 56 in his barrel, which he can't use because he can't sell it after the regal because it's Talmud Chacham, and he can't sell the Tommy stuff to people. So he's gonna waste that. So he's not gonna want to open it. So if he's not gonna want to open it because he's gonna be worried about losing it, so people are gonna lose out on the Simchas regal. So this is one of the things. So therefore, we allow him to we say it's Torah even after the regal. To encourage people to open them and to sell lots of wine on the regal. Yosef. Okay, the Gemara says, Yosef Rebbe Abi, Rebbe Yitzchok, Nafcha. Okay, Akila. Aleph is a prefix. Kila means the porch. The Rebbe Yitzchok Nafcha. So they were sitting on the porch of Rebbe Yitzchok Nafcha. Posach, one opened, Tad, one of them. V'omen said the following question. Maho, what's the halacha? Shianichena, le regal. We're kind of familiar with this question. What is he allowed? We're asking the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that once you open the barrel, it's Torah in the regal, but after the regal, it's no good. So now, so fine, got an eighth of Tova. So why don't you leave it to the next regal? So what's the halacha? Okay, we're on Chof Vav Amud Aleph, just after the second Mishnah. Amalei, he said to him, Idach, the other person commented, Yad HaKol, everybody's hands. Mamash machine, feeling it, touching it, the barrel, va'at amart, and you say, suggest, yanichena, you should leave it over, le regal acher, for the next festival. How can you suggest such a thing? So it replies the second, the original person, amalei, atu ad ha'idna, is it not until ha'idna this time, meaning during the regal, lab, Yad Hakol, the hand of everybody, Mamash Mashin, but everyone was touching it already. And we said it's Tar. But the other person replies back to him, he said, Amalei, Haki Hashta, that's not a good comparison. Ibish Lama, is okay until this time, we understand why it's Tar. Because why? Tumas Ama Oretz, the Tumah of Ama Oretz, custom, a regal, on the festival time, Rachmona, the Torah, Tahora. So it's Tahor, we got a pasuk, we learned that. Yeah, Ella Hashta, but now, after the regal, Tamehi. Retroactively, it becomes Tommy. It's after the regal, retroactively, it's Tommy. So find that was the dispute. So now we're going to say, the Gemara says, Nemeke Tanai. Let's suggest this is actually a machlokis Tanai, and this point is, if can you leave it, in, according to the Chomim, to the next festival. The Tanichada, the one professor said, you can leave it to the next regal. Sounds like you can leave it to the next regal. But Tanya Idach, we got another brisa. That it says, lo yanichena la regal acher. You may not leave it to the regal acher. My love, isn't it to say tonight here, there's a machlokis tonight in this exact point. So pushes up the Gemara and says, no. Lo, hadikatani no. That one that says yanichena, you can leave it over. Yeah, it's Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, he says you can leave it over. Right, but that doesn't prove anything to the Chachamim. The Hadik Tani and the Chachamim said, lo yanichena, you can't leave it over. So if not, according to the Chachamim, you can't leave it over. That's Rabbanan. Comma. But the Gemara says, for Tispra, is that a good suggestion? Is that logical, that suggestion? Yeah, had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, this is quote the Mishnah, Yigmor, he says you can finish it, Ka'amar. You don't have to wait till the next regal. He says you can finish it right now. On Israel Chag. You can drink the wine. So that's not a good suggestion. So Ella had a family. So now we're changing what we're saying. That it said, lo yanichena. Right, you don't leave it. We're going to say over here, it's Rebbe Yehuda. It doesn't mean don't leave it, Rebbe Yehuda. It means, right, we're going to say the Gemara, it means you don't have to leave it over. You can drink it straight away. Yeah, but had the Ketani, and that it said, Yanichena, that you leave it over, is Rabbonin. Okay? Amai lo Yanichena, what when we said lo Yanichena was Rabbi Yehuda, means she ain't tzarich lehanicha. You don't need to leave it over. So basically, we said in the end that basically, it could be according to the Rabbonin that you could actually leave it over. Yeah, I wanted to say that according to the Rabbonin, you can't leave it over. And they said it could be that according to the Rabbanu, you can't leave it over. Okay, next Mishnah. The third Mishnah on the da, on the Amud. So Mas Nisin, Misha over her regal. The regal passed. Yeah, Ma'avirin. Ma'avirin over here means we remove the vessels. We're talking about the base of Mikdash. You remove the holy kalim from the base of Mikdash. Yeah, to take them to the mikvah. You're going to take some of the kalim, right? Let's say some of the kalim from the base of Mikdash and dip them in the mikvah. Al means for the sake of tarharas, the purity of the azara of the base of Mikdash. Okay, that's what they do. They use the toivo, the kalim, after the regal. So over a regal, if the regal passed, yeah, and then it was, meaning isruchag, l'yom ha-shishim. Okay, lo hayu, they didn't ma'avirin. They didn't remove the kalim to toivel them. Why? Mipnei, cover the Shabbos. For the sake of the cover of the Shabbos. The kohanim have to help the wives on Yom Shishi. So they didn't have time to toivel the kalim. Rabbi Yehuda says, af lo biyom chamishi. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if the regal, yeah, went out, yeah, and Isru Chag was on Yom Chamishi. Yeah, so the regal was finished on Yom Revi'i, and then Isru Chag was Yom Chamishi. You don't toivel the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. She'ein ha-kohenim penuyim. The kohenim are not free. They don't have time to toivel the kalim. Why? Gemara. Tana, we're going to explain why. She's Rabbi Yehuda. She'ein ha-kohenim penuyim. The kohenim don't have time on Yom Chamishi. So toivel the kalim, because they're busy, milahoitzi, b'deshin. They're taking out b'deshin. That means the ashes that are piled upon the Beit HaMikdash. They used to pile up all the ashes on the top of the Mizbeach. And it was a huge pile called the Tipuach. And they used to take that out, so they were busy on Yom Chamishi, so they couldn't toivel the kalim. So they'd only toivel the kalim from the either, you know, Yom Rishon to Yom Revi'i, but after that, they would be busy. And they'd have to wait till next week, till Yom Rishon. Okay, we will, shall we stop here? Go on. We're going on. Okay, we're doing it. We'll just do one more Mishnah. We won't go into the Gemara. We'll do the Mishnah, okay? Because we're moving over the page. This is going to be a big move. I'm going to shake my page when we go over. I want to do this. Ketzad, how are we ma'avirin al Torah Zara? How are we ma'avirin? Means how do we remove al Torah Zara for the sake of the purity of the Azara? How do we do that? So it says, this is what you do. Matbilin, you toivol as a kalim, you toivin all the kalim, shahayu that were the mikdash in the base of mikdash. The oyamim, okay, and they say the tamnei chachamim kohenim lehem, his haro, be careful, shelo tigu, don't touch the shulchan, don't touch the shulchan, meaning the shulchan which has the lechem upon him on it. Because why can't you touch the shulchan? Because the shulchan you can't take to the mikvah. Why can't you take the shulchan to the mikvah? Because it says in the pasuk that the lechem upon him has to be before Hashem always. Tomid. It says Lashon Tomid. Yeah? So therefore it says the last Rashi on the previous Amud, it says lechem ponim lifonai tomid. So since as they had to be, the lechem upon him had to be there from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos, there's no time you can ever take the shulchan to the base of Mikdash. To the mikvah. So basically, no amoritz were allowed to go near the shulchan because they couldn't toivel that. Okay, carried on the Mishnah. Kol hakelim, all the vessels shehayu b'mikdash, which were in the mikdash, yesh lehem shniim. They had shniim means a second one, means a backup. Ushlishim and another backup. They had two backups. Sheim nitmu, because if they became tomei, have we shown him? They should bring the replacement in order to be the backup. Okay. All of the vessels which were in the base of Mikdash to unim tevila would require you to take them to the mikvah, except putting this in the shulchan because no one touched it, and also because of chutz mi mizbach azahav, from the mizbeach which was made out of gold, that was which they did the ketores on. I mean, Mizbach and the Choshes, and the Mizbach and the Choshes is the big altar, which they did the Korbanos, sorry. They do not need Tevila. Why? Mitnei Shehen Kikarka. Because they are like Karka. Like the ground. And ground does not be Kabel Tumah. So, therefore, you know, even if an Amorites would touch it and it would be Tomei, it won't Tomei them up. Divri Rebbe Eliezer. That's the Shittas of Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachomim Omrim, the Chachomim say, it's because that they are covered. They are coated with gold or copper. So the Gemara is going to explain that because it doesn't really make sense because they are coated or whatever. Anyway, we'll stop here.